better.
Everybody, I hope you got your air conditioner cranked up or you're sitting by a fan. Kate Delaney, America tonight. I know what that's like, that sweltering feeling. Although, it certainly has cooled down. And that's probably the best thing about ATN, right? You can listen and feel comfortable, unlike those talk shows during the day where you're melting in traffic because you're on your 10th day of 100-plus. In D.C., in Virginia, in West Virginia, in the Carolinas. Oh, they were slammed in cars. People would take readings that would say 115 degrees. That's when you're begging someone to get the car and not warm it up for you, cool it up for you. Yeah, can you turn on that air for me, buddy? That might be an extra five in it for you if you'll get into my hot car and start it up and blast that air and wait till it gets cool and then bring it on over to me. Valet parking, I bet, had to be huge in some of those areas. You know, they had a lot of roads buckle. That's when you know it's bad. When it's not about potholes, it's about the whole thing collapsing in. It just melts. It buckles, it melts. Oh, awful. Right from the get-go, naturally, here on ATN, what are we talking about besides kvetching about the heat, which, by the way, northeast, midwest, southeast, take a breath. You got maybe one more day to deal with, and then it's supposed to get to a point where you're looking at 80s. 80 degrees versus, I don't know, 98, 99, feeling like 115. That's a gift. Hump day is going to be a good day for a lot of people. Not good when you talk about taxes in any form, especially when it's veiled in, we're going to raise taxes on the rich. But then when you look at the fine print, oh, yeah, that actually is going to hit the middle class, too. And I guess I kind of fall into that category. So I'm not making the $250, which maybe I could stack some cash away or, I don't know, put it into an account where I earn some interest on it. But I'm struggling to make ends meet, and I could be hit with the same thing. The president says, hey, make your decision when you go to the polls. Take a listen.
The fate of the tax cut for the wealthiest Americans will be decided by the outcome of the next election. My opponent will fight to keep them in place. I will fight to end them.
So here's the deal. How do you end up paying more taxes? Well, here's what the deal is. You might pay more in taxes anyway, and the reason why is because neither the Democrats or the Republicans are pushing to extend the payroll tax cut. The payroll tax cut is worth 2% of someone's money that they earn. So up to $110,000 for 160 million people. So check out the number I just said. 160 million people. That's a lot of people. Now, originally when this was kicked in, it was supposed to be a temporary deal anyway for 2011, but then it was extended. So let me explain this a little bit further. The easiest way is to use an average round number. So if you were making $50,000, let's say, you would get about $83 extra a month. If you were making $110,000, you'd be taking home an extra $183 and change a month. That's a big difference. I mean, $83, what could I do with $83? I could do a lot. Fill up a couple of times, fill up at least twice, and buy lunch maybe twice, make a grocery store run. So you get it. People are used to that money now, but yes, it was supposed to be temporary, but you'll feel it. If the payroll tax cut expires, then you'll end up paying another $1,000 in payroll taxes. So there's that $50,000 again. You were getting $83 a month. Add the number back. You're going to pay another $1,000 in payroll taxes. I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's just laughable the way we move numbers around. And then if you were making that other number I mentioned, over $110,000, you'd pay $2,202. Now, we know that what the payroll tax does, that's supposed to be dumped into Social Security. And at this point, every dollar of the payroll tax revenue that comes in is it pays benefits. So the cost of the payroll tax cut is about $120 billion a year because, as I said, 160 million people benefit from it. So Social Security is not absorbing the loss of the $120 billion. So, I doubt that anyone's going to rush in to save it. So just remember in your head, okay, with all the negative numbers that I'm talking about, I got to subtract $1,000 or $83 a month or whatever it might be because it's not going to be my paycheck anymore. And it's going to look funky because you're used to a certain number. People always know their number. It's like that commercial, what do you need to retire? People always know the number of what their check is. And when the number isn't there, then they panic and try to figure out, oh, did I not put the right hours down? Well, wait a second. Something's wrong here. It doesn't add up. That's not what it's supposed to be. And the person in HR is the one who suffers because they're going to get all the phone calls. Wait a second. How come I'm not getting blah, 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 3,000 whatever in my check? And then they got to sit there and they try to figure out the hours and because people are going to forget it. That's what's going to happen. All right, we're not going to forget you. This hour is jam-packed, including coming up next. We thought it'd be fun because this is something else besides the weather that we can relate to, unless you're really lucky and just an incredible driver. Have you ever encountered a police officer for speeding or breaking some other law? Speeding, of course, is the most common thing. And what do you say when you're pulled over? What do you say when you get the classic question of, do you know how fast you were going? Do you answer that question? Do you try to answer that question? Do you make a number up? Do you say, no, officer, I have no idea? Are there such things as quotas? Is there a way to beat a speeding ticket when you go to court? And should you go to court to challenge it? Because what if you live in a pretty big area and the cop who stopped you doesn't show up for court? We're going to talk to a defense attorney about that, about what do you do when you're stuck in the situation where you're pulled over and you really can't remember what you were doing. And I think that happens to a lot of people. But I also think people just blurt out an answer. It's almost like they think they're supposed to answer. So it's not usually, I don't know how fast I was going. It's usually they were going faster than the speed limit, and they say a number, and so they admit guilt. It's called an admission of guilt. And that might not be the right way to go. How many people are paying a fine and not realizing there's a better option? There's a better option. And then, of course, the points and the things that happen with insurance and yada yada from there that also become part of the ordeal once you're pulled over. It doesn't end there. No. The nightmare begins once you're pulled over. So that's coming up round the bend. Plus, at the end of the hour, we're going to check the mail. Stay with us.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Alabama hot mess, got me in a big mess.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, who hasn't tried to beat a speeding ticket? I guarantee everybody listening to me, I don't care if you're listening in Connecticut, New York, or you're listening to us in Atumwa, Lexington, Kentucky, you know, anywhere where this show emanates from, I bet you that at some point in your life, if you really think back, you tried to beat a speeding ticket. Dan Mayer joins us now, and he is a defense attorney in Dallas, Texas. Dan, I bet you have had your share of phone calls about people who thought that they were getting out of a ticket and found themselves getting in maybe big trouble because they didn't do it the right way. Has that happened?
I think that happens more often than anything else. What people do is they tend to go ahead and pay their tickets because they think that because they were speeding, they don't have any other choices, and they just send in their fines. And then first thing they know, they get a notice from their insurance company or a notice from the Department of Public Safety saying, oh, your license is suspended or your insurance rates have been raised. And they call us and they say, what can we do now? And usually at that point, it's too late. So you need to contact the court right away and not just pay the fines. There's usually a way to do something about it.
Yeah, why is that? Do you think, and there is that tendency. I remember the first time ever, I never got speeding tickets, and the first time ever I was pulled over for it, that's exactly what I thought. Hey, where do I pay this? Can I just pay this? And the police officer and I chatted, and he said, oh, no, that's not what you want to do. And then we had a little, he goes, I can't tell you what to do, we can have a little bit of a conversation about this. And of course, that was smart on his part to tell me that, I guess, in a way. And I didn't end up in any trouble. I ended up taking a defensive driving thing, and it was just for, I forget how, I think it was 15 miles over the speed limit or something, and I was on an interstate. But things have changed. Speeding tickets, what's the average speeding ticket cost you?
Well, it's over $200. In Dallas, which I think is similar to most cities and throughout the big cities throughout the country, it's $200 to $300. The maximum fine is $200 plus the court costs. And that's just the beginning of how much a ticket can cost you when you start talking about license suspensions and insurance rates. You can get points against your license. And I think that the majority of the people still just pay their fines. And a lot of it is they think it's too difficult to try to do anything else. They think, well, I definitely was doing 55 in a 40-mile-per-hour zone. Who would listen to me, and why would I be able to do anything other than just pay this $245? But there are a lot of options available to everyone, including speeding cases, running red lights, U-turns, any type of ticket usually can be taken care of in some way that doesn't affect your license. And really,
Go ahead. In beating a speeding ticket, how about beating a speeding ticket? What can you do there? It's like you said, sometimes people just take the word of the officer, but really, you know, maybe it's not as bad as you thought, but you just go and do it anyway.
Well, when you're pulled over by the officer, that's the beginning of how you beat the ticket. And when I say beat the ticket, there's no real silver bullet for beating the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many pitfalls that the state must, you know, get through to convict you of that ticket. So the first thing is the whole system is based on the officer being reliable. So you don't want to make yourself stick out in the crowd after you've been pulled over. So when you get pulled over, you want to be as courteous as you can. And if the officer asks you, do you know how fast you were going? You say, I'm pretty sure I was traveling the speed limit. But you don't want to argue with him about it. And you don't want to make admissions of guilt. If he says, well, I had you clocked at 75, and you say, well, I was only doing 65 and the speed limit was 55. Well, basically you've admitted that you were speeding. So you don't want to begin the process by making admissions. And you don't want to every once in a while you'll get out of a ticket because an officer is just trying to get you to slow down. So that's another reason not to argue to begin with, is maybe he's just going to tell you, well, why don't you try to take it easy? Don't make up a story that you had to get your sick, go pick up your sick grandmother, and then he asks where she lives, and you can't come up with something, because then it's more like, well, I'm going to give you the ticket. But it really begins when you get pulled over, because if the officer, when you go end up in court, has to remember you and has to remember your case, and if you don't make yourself memorable, then he won't take notes on the ticket to write down, well, this lady said, I was on my way here, or I was in a hurry to do this. If you don't say things like that, then when he looks at the ticket to try to remember what occurred, he might tell the prosecutor, well, I don't really recall anything about this one. Let's let this go. So that's the beginning of the process. But if he's given you the ticket, and you might think that either it was justified or it wasn't justified, but if you're going to try to beat it, then you need to take into account what the conditions were at the time. Look around. See if there are any witnesses. See if there were any impediments from him being able to actually clock you. Was there a lot of traffic? There's a lot of different things that radar can take into account that aren't just how fast you were going.
Yeah.
So you want to document the conditions.
That's good advice. That's good advice to look around, because I don't know that a lot of people do that. The couple of things that you said there, I think are money shots. I'll call them money shots. One is that you'd never say, I was going, as you said, I was going 65 and it's a 55 or whatever. Cause I think a lot of people do that. They get nervous and they say that. So the admission of guilt thing. The other thing is taking notice of what your surroundings is. And then once you get into court, I hear sometimes the cop doesn't actually show up because something's come up, and then you can get cleared of the ticket. Is that true?
That can be true. It varies a lot from city to city. And I would say in the bigger cities, the more likely it is that if the officer doesn't show up, that the case will just get dismissed. Mm. Because they have so many cases set for court that they can't be involved in resetting cases because officers don't appear. But if you end up in a small city with one judge and one prosecutor and 15 police officers, that's probably not going to really help you, that the officer doesn't appear the first time, because they're probably going to they'll probably call him and say, "Why aren't you here?" And they'll say, "Well, I was on a stop over here." And they'll say, "Well, then I guess we'll reset that." And they'll bring you back over and over again. On the other hand, if you're in a big city, it's to the defendant's advantage to continue to reset the case if they can, because there'll be so many cases that they won't be able to get to it very quickly. And then by the time you come to the court, the officer, if it's 6 months, a year past the date you receive the ticket, he might not remember you as long as you weren't a red Ferrari and with your cowboy hat on.
That's right. Be careful what you're driving, probably, too. Is there such a thing as quotas? People always talk about quotas. Is that true that toward the end of the month, the people are, you know, the cops are setting up more speed traps and they're looking for more people?
It's common misconception. Quotas are illegal in almost every state in the United States. Really for that reason. When they enact speeding ordinances and laws, they're designed to get people to slow down, not to make money. Now, most people would think, well, there's speed traps and there's things like that out there. You go through a small town, it's on the highway, that's how they make all their revenue. I mean, that is true. But the quota system itself does not really exist. And if it does, I mean, that could be a big problem for a city. So the end of the month or things like that you're not more likely to get a ticket. Although officers are paid to give tickets, and if they're not given enough of them, that certainly could endanger their job.
Yeah.
So in their mind, they probably have a quota.
I like the way you said that, but it's not written out. All right, have you ever beaten a ticket? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Dan, thanks so much for...
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HAJ, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear.
So how about it? You want to talk to Speeding, get it? A speeding ticket? Did you come up with a great yarn that you want to share with us across America? Was there something you said when you were pulled over? You know what? Actually, I've beaten a bunch of speeding tickets or violations, not lately, but probably the last time it happened was, I want to say 2 years ago. And what I did was an illegal U-turn. It was Sunday, not a car in sight, and there was no way to get around to where I was going, so I made the U-turn. And sure enough, there was a police officer right in my sight line. I didn't see him, though. He pulled me over. Same thing. The question, do you know what you did? Do you know why I pulled you over? And I was thought, because you were going to ask me where I got my good cup of coffee. It wasn't at Starbucks. But I didn't act smart alecky. But anyway, I have a brother-in-law that's a cop, so I know better. He talked to me for a few minutes and said, well, you know, no one was around, but you just don't want to do that turn normally. And boom, that was it. I was off for that one. But speeding tickets, I can't remember the last speeding ticket I got. Now, Matt Johnson, he's had a few tickets in his day. Matt, if he hasn't run to the soda machine, because it's a little bit cool in the studio sometimes, a little bit hot in the studio. You've had a few speeding tickets. Have you ever talked your way out of one?
I got a sympathy. I've gotten warnings a couple different times, basically by not. The key thing, and I think we've talked about this a couple of years ago, is when you do get pulled over, you don't admit that you were speeding, because a lot of times they don't have the gun actually on you, so they can't technically give you a ticket unless you admit to speeding. So I've gotten out of it that way before. And then I also got a sympathy warning because there was a... It was actually... When was it? It was about 6 or 7 months ago. I got a speeding ticket driving home a Sunday night after the show. And then 2 days later, I got pulled over in the exact same spot. But the state trooper was very kind and gave me a warning and a nice lecture on speeding.
Oh, that's great. That's great that you got out of it. I remember you're right. How long have we been working together? Like 3 years?
It's been like a 10-year marriage.
That's right. Has it been like 25 years, it feels like? Weren't you 5 when we started working together?
It was
together?
Something like that. It's been a really long time.
It has been a long time. And you're right, we have talked about that before. So,
do you remember that one caller? I remember it was an older gentleman called us Bonnie
right.
and Clyde because
right.
apparently we go too fast on the freeway. But my point is we should adopt a more sane driving structure like the Autobahn where you go fast. And that way you don't have rush hour traffic. You don't have people slowing you down. I don't understand people going the speed limit in the left lane. It boggles my mind.
Oh, I agree with that. That's dangerous. That's much more dangerous, by the way, if you do that. Yeah.
Just move over to the right-hand side if you're going to be going slow. If you're going to be going faster, move over to the left. And then when you see a car coming behind you, move over.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get the people who feel they need to police the roads themselves. And the other thing that gets me, too, is merging, where people don't know how to merge. And a lot of times up here we have tons of construction because of the winter and what it does to our roads. So you'll have highways that go down to one lane. Well, you get these morons that sit there and line up in a lane 3 miles before the lane closes. All you're doing is impeding traffic in making it last longer. So I'm the guy who's in the left lane that's going to be closing soon, and I ride it all the way up until you can't go anymore, and then you merge over, which is how you're supposed to do it. You can look it up on the Department of Transportation. That is how you're supposed to merge. It's called a zipper merge, people. Get it right.
Zipper merge. Oh, that's an infuriating one. That happens a lot. That happens a lot in Texas, as people will know. We have a lot of affiliates in Texas. And it happens a lot in the Northeast with some of the construction that's going on in the bigger areas. But with all the construction and lanes closed, people don't get that. And so if you do what Matt says, usually you're way in the back because everybody will jump over, and that's ridiculous. He's right. That's ridiculous. But I would like to do a show where we talked about what do you know about the rules of the road. Who goes first, for example, when it's a four-way stop? You know how everybody, it's like cards. Everybody looks around at each other. My turn, your turn. No, his turn, their turn.
You know another problem with that? I mean, we could do a whole show on traffic.
We could.
Is a lot of times people will come to the four-way stop, and instead of having the right-of-way, you'll get people that try to direct the traffic, and they'll wave people through because it's, and I get it because it's kind of a defensive driving tactic where, okay, this person is clearly in a rush, so I'm just going to wave you through. That way I go behind you and I know my vehicle is safe. But at the same time, you're kind of creating confusion for the rest of the drivers.
Right, because they don't understand. And that's it. So they don't understand what you're doing, and then everybody stops and wonders who's going to – it's like playing chicken. Who's going to play chicken and go first? And it is a defensive technique, but it's really the wrong thing to do. It's really the wrong thing to do. Here's another good traffic thing that a lot of people don't understand. What about yellow? What happens when you got a flashing yellow? What happens when you get a solid yellow? Or here's one of my favorites.
Wait, can we go back to the yellow real quick, too?
Yeah.
I got something for all of these on traffic. The other thing that just makes me insane, too, is when you're at an intersection with a stoplight, and you're going to take a left-hand turn. You kind of got the cars lined up in the left-hand turn lane, you know, and you're waiting, and then the light turns yellow. How many cars go through?
Yeah, it should be, ooh, it depends on how long the yellow light. It should be a couple at least, but usually what happens is somebody hasn't pulled out, so it can either be one car barely gets through.
Right. I've heard, and I guess I should look this up since I do have Google right in front of me, but I've heard it's at least a two car per yellow.
Right.
When you're turning. So then that way it keeps the traffic flowing, because all you're doing is you're just keeping that left-hand turn lane blocked off.
Right.
If you're never the one who can be adventurous enough to go through the intersection.
Right.
I'll look it up. You tell me the last point you were going to make.
Well, I think that sometimes with the yellow, what happens is that people get confused as to whether or not they're supposed to stop, whether or not they're supposed to go through. Yellow is caution. And where you are, I mean, of course, if you're so far back, there's no way it's going to turn red. You should go through. That's what you do. You go through. You continue at the speed. You're there. You're fine. But I've had people slam on brakes and stop on a dime, or other idiots when I'm on the other side go through, and it clearly has turned red. I can't tell you how many accidents I've seen happen as a result of that. So I guess there's a confusion as to what does yellow mean, and it depends on where you're getting that yellow. But I've seen a lot of people have problems interpreting that, too. What does it mean? I'm not sure. We won't even really go, and a lot of you can relate to this in the Northeast, but in the Midwest, too, they have some of these, the roundabouts or the circles. We call them circles. Who's entering, how you're getting out of it. And part of the problem is either you have people, there's a couple different people. Either they're too slow, either they're too ridiculously polite because they're afraid, and then that causes problems because then the people behind you, or they just don't know. They have no clue about what the law is, what it means, what the symbol means. You would really be surprised by how many people don't recognize certain things. And it's all, I don't want a refresher in a driver's test, but at the same time, I really wonder how many people get some of the common rules of the road. Wow, we really veered off in a couple of different directions here.
It's fine, though, because I like getting this out there, because I can't stand other drivers on the road when they just, I don't know.
They're ignorant to what's happening,
they're
yes.
They're ignorant to it, yeah. And I'm not somebody, don't get me wrong, I don't have, like, crazy road rage. I never honk my horn, hardly ever. I've had people yell at me in my car, like, why don't you honk at that person? But I just, it's not a real reaction of mine. I just kind of get angry, and maybe I'll express myself in my own vehicle, but I don't really feel the need to honk at people. But it's, I don't know. Traffic is one of those things that always has bugged me, and the slowing down in the left lane is one of those things that just irritates the hell out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I guess it's confusing. So Dan Meyer actually started this, having the defense attorney on, talking about speeding tickets and what people don't know and how you can actually beat a speeding ticket and that kind of stuff. So it goes into some of the other things, and I imagine truck drivers see a world of craziness on the interstates with people not paying attention to some very common sense things that are clearly easy to understand, even by just looking at the signs, knowing what the signs are, and it just boggles your mind. I have an interstate by me that is 70 miles an hour, and it's clearly marked everywhere, but I'm telling you, there's people that are driving in the left lane 55, and it's created almost accident, but a majority of the accidents are caused by that slow driving in the wrong lane. Hey, you want to vent about driving? Let's hear it. I know, we got all these other fish to fry that we are always stabbing at here on the show. So we thought we'd talk about it. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side in a few minutes. Hi, Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By the time the police officer comes around the side and asks you, do you know why I stopped you? You don't say anything, or I think more people say, yes, I do. Yes, officer, I do. And then plop it out and say whatever it is. So we're talking a little bit about this traffic stuff and the craziness that, of people, the way they drive, like the left lane driving. We woke her up. Oh, Izzy in Missouri was listening. Hey, Izzy, how are you? We woke up the gentle giant. I knew it.
Oh, my goodness. Of all the shows,
And I just gave Matt a heck, and I said, you're both menaces on the road.
Why?
Well, speeders? Oh, my gosh. You think they post those speed limit signs just because?
Well, no, I understand that. I understand, like, extreme speeding where he's saying, oh, yeah, it's just be the Autobahn. But these slow drivers.
I was listening to Matt, and I'm like, didn't we have this discussion a few months back?
It was a couple years ago, and it's a guideline.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, and nothing has changed. We have not changed any laws. We've tried.
But I have a funny story to tell you about tickets.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Back in my day, we kept our own ticket books. And we had the yellow copy, and every year at Del Mar Racetrack, they assign so many deputies because of all the money and problems and what have you, and I was assigned there 2 years in a row. Loved it. But Vince Edwards, do you remember him?
Yes.
He came in with his cute little Mercedes to valet parking, and I just happened to be there. I said, I'm sorry, it's closed. I didn't recognize him right off, but he got so nasty with me, and I looked at him, and I said, do you want to go to jail? Just deadpan, do you want to go to jail? Because he basically told me to get out of the way, and I said, valet parking is closed. I gave him a ticket. I still have my copy of it.
Oh, I love it. And for people who don't know, it's easy. You can look him up. He was a good-looking man.
He was, but he was also an Adam Henry, as we say over the radio. You can't say certain words.
Adam Henry, I love that.
Yeah,
I'm writing that down, Adam Henry.
Yep, that's what we'd say it over the radio. We got a real Adam Henry here, and everybody know. Yeah, okay. We need some backup. But
wow.
In my day, if you ticked off a car, my worst ticket was if you did not put your headlights down when I flashed you, you would not talk your way out of that ticket. I would flip a U-turn on my lights, and I would tag you.
Ooh.
Automatic. There was no discussion on that one, because that's just bad business to keep your high beam
high
on.
Beams, yeah. I agree with that. Were you pretty good about letting some people off? You were, I betcha.
I did. I mean, you know, there are some valid reasons why somebody is speeding.
Mm-hmm.
But I had another guy. When I first started out, I mean, I was like the first female in that entire area. And, of course, everybody had to gawk. And my chief made me wear skirts instead of pants. And I'm like, oh, this is going to get ridiculous. But anyway, this guy, I pulled him over. He came flying by me. He was doing something like 85, you know, 35. And he flew by me, and I whizzed right after him, and when I got up to his window, he says, no GD female's going to give me a ticket. I said, want a bet? And he just wham, took off. Well, about 11 miles down the road on a high-speed chase, he hit a T-intersection, couldn't go anywhere. And Kate, I surprised myself, and probably the entire town. It was a small town. I was out of my spot car so fast, and I yanked him out of his truck and slammed him on the top of the hood of his truck and said, no, you're not going to get a ticket. Now you're going to jail.
Oh, I love it.
And I did. I took him to jail. I took him to the county jail.
Oh.
And he ended up with a ticket, actually, but it was 4 charges, which constituted reckless driving.
Oh.
And even back then, it was an expensive ticket. But my kids have always teased me on speeding. You drive like an old granny. I just tootle along, and I'll do the speed limit.
I love
it. But I stay in the right-hand lane, Matt. I do not get in the left lane.
See, that's good. So that's okay, as long as you're in that other lane.
Do I have time real quick to do one Made in America product I found?
Yes, we want to hear it. We're doing Made in America again, so we want to hear it.
JW Manufacturing in Arkansas makes the neatest mops. I had to go to Walmart, and I was looking for a mop, and I was groaning and complaining like I usually do, and boy, it just popped right out at me, and it said, Made in the USA. And I wanted one of those old raghead mops, because I don't like sponge mops.
Right.
And it just popped, and I go, what? Who makes this? And I look at it, it was by JW Manufacturing in Mineral Springs, Arkansas. And I thought, wow. And it was only $8. And it's one heck of a mop. It's a great mop. Made in our country, people. Look for JW. It's big on the label, on the little plastic covering.
JW, we got it. I love it. And it's a good kind of mop. That's the, that's the best
it's
kind.
It's a real sturdy mop. I didn't want one of those little flimsy things. And I thought, wow, this kind of looks good. So I brought it home and I use it. Of course, you can't take a mop back, but it's Aces. It's Aces, made in the USA.
I love it.
That's all
wow.
I got to say.
Yeah, thanks, Susie.
Drive safely.
There you go. That's the key thing. Drive safely. If it's in the slow lane or if you're bringing a little heat, putting that pedal to the metal, so to speak, it's all about safety, driving safely. And trust me, America, you know this. How many people are driving safely? I mean, listen, there's some good drivers out there, and there's just some bad drivers. There's just some people that aren't paying attention, and they don't get it. They're not paying attention, and they don't get some of the obvious rules of the road, and that's the problem. But I think all of you, I guarantee it. I can't imagine that anyone listening to my voice has not been pulled over at some point, even if it's just because you had a busted taillight and you're being pulled over for the cop is saying to you, hey, you know, please have your taillight fixed. You realize it's out and that kind of thing, which that's great. You're not going to get any kind of a ticket. You shouldn't get any kind of a ticket for that. So those are the kind of pullovers that you want. The other kind, not so much. To me, in my head, I would be thinking, oh, how much is this ticket going to cost? Oh, because the average ticket is over $200. If you're just a couple of miles over the speed limit, you're not getting pulled over. I said this before. My brother-in-law is a cop at Grapevine, in Grapevine, Texas. And he told me he's not trying to ruin people's lives. Almost like Izzy said that obviously some people had legitimate reasons and she let them go. And he says the same thing, that if they're, sometimes it's just a little bit and there's something happening and they can tell and then they let them go. But there are other times where it's, you know, somebody's off the rails and then that's a whole different thing, especially when you have an area that's has heavy construction around it, which near the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, which is our, in this country now, is our, I want to say, second biggest airport. There is so much construction. If you fly in, oh, that's all you see is construction. But some people have blasted through the construction, not paying attention to the lanes that are being built or the things that are going on, and it's ended up in a disaster and lots of backups trying to get in and out of the airport. I mean, not every day, but every couple of weeks you see something like that happen. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Go to your computer because that whole virus threat's gone, at least for a couple of minutes anyway, and go to americatonight.net.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.